Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Tuesday is upon us. It's been upon us for a while. Local programming is upon us as well. Here on the airwaves in Eastern Iowa. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports with you here for this 11th day of April of 2023. Another gorgeous day outside. We're still efforting that mobile studio. I'm told it's not in the works and you should stop talking about it. But I'm going to keep talking about it because weather's too nice to be inside right now. Today on this Tuesday. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac, and producer trainee Ryan along for the ride as well here this afternoon. Appreciate you joining us here at KGYM. 319-366-1600, talk or text line wide open for you here today. Lots to get to, as always, on this afternoon's show as we kick off 4 hours of local programming here on KGYM. We've got baseball to get to. The Tampa Bay Rays continue to be red hot. I cannot promise we will remember some guys or some baseball teams. I shouldn't say I'm not into remembering some guys, but we have a lot to get to. Might not be able to remember people honestly enough here on the show today. But we will talk about the hottest team in baseball, take a look at the results from last night and tonight's schedule in the major leagues, plus some injury news that's not so good for the Chicago White Sox. We'll get to that later on in the show. If we get some time, we'll talk a little NFL. The newest mock draft is out from ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr., his thoughts on the first round. We'll tell you what he has, at least in the top 10 of his draft later on in the program. Plus, YouTube TV coming out with the pricing structure. Of course, they are now the YouTube, just in general, is now the home of the NFL Sunday Ticket, and the pricing structure is out. If you're thinking about buying in for the upcoming NFL season, you now know how much you are going to need to pay to get the Sunday Ticket on your TV or streaming device. We'll tell you about that later on in the show. We've got plenty of basketball to get to today. We'll talk about the NBA, the play-in tournament beginning tonight. Two games tonight, two games tomorrow. You've got the Heat and the Hawks tonight, starting things up at 6:30 on TNT, followed by the Lakers. Got to get that bell sound effect ready to go again. But the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves at 9 o'clock tonight from out in L.A. We'll get some thoughts on those games and the play-in as well here in just a little bit. But we do want to start with, after a historic season for women's basketball, not just in the state of Iowa, but across the country. A lot of those key players that we saw throughout this this regular season in the women's college basketball front, a good chunk of them heard their names called last night in the WNBA draft, and some history was made for one team in the state. And in fact, we heard three names called from players that associated with colleges here in the state of Iowa, which is pretty cool to talk about and to discuss here. So we'll get to that here momentarily. Again, 319-366-1600 or talk or text line if you want to chime in. Those phone lines, text lines wide open for you here today. But let's start with news from last night. We talked about it yesterday on the show. We talked about it Friday, too. Possibility that we could see two first-round draft picks from the Iowa State women's basketball program. In the end, it did not turn out that way, despite some of the experts, both The Athletic and ESPN, thinking that both Stephanie Suarez and Ashley Jones would hear their names called in the first round last night. Didn't end up turning out that way, but still some history made last night when, if you had it on the TV or you following along on social media, you heard this.
With the fourth pick in the 2023 WNBA draft, the Washington Mystics select Stephanie Suarez, Iowa State University.
That from ESPN's WNBA draft coverage last night. Stephanie Suarez drafted by the Washington Mystics. And then almost instantaneously later, moments later, the pick was announced. She was traded to Dallas. So Stephanie Suarez, after only playing 13 games, which is kind of the real thing that you look at this kind of storyline going into the draft, played only 13 games, career, her final season with Iowa State was cut short with that knee injury when she suffered that in early January. You know, taking a chance, coming into the Big 12, coming into Iowa State, playing in 13 games, 14 points average per game, 9 rebounds and 3 blocks, showing an immediate impact, but lost for the rest of the season. Still, despite that that knee injury taking away a good chunk of the season for her, still hearing her name called in the top 5, top 4 to be exact, and the number 4 overall pick. So certainly a nice opportunity for her. Certainly, you know, a team like Washington and even a team like Dallas, who ended up trading for her in that first round, seeing a lot of potential there, obviously. And, you know, 13 games, like I said, 14.4 points, 9.9 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game is huge. And even despite losing out in the final, 2 months, a little over 2 months of the season, you're getting hurt in early January, still being a top 4 pick in the WNBA draft is definitely a huge moment for her and for the Iowa State women's basketball team. She is the highest draft pick in school history, which is pretty awesome if you're a Cyclone fan, pretty awesome if you're a women's basketball fan in general, to see a team like Iowa State get their highest draft pick in school history with Stephanie Suarez. Of course, the previous was Allison Lacey, the 10th pick in the 2010 NBA or WNBA draft. And she and Lacey were the only 2 first-round picks in school history. So coming from the NAIA, the native of Brazil, having a good, solid career at the Masters University. I don't think it has anything to do with golf. I'm not all too familiar with the Masters University, but working her way up, taking a chance on herself, and having an impressive 13-game run with Iowa State has gotten her to the point where she is the number 4 pick in the WNBA draft last night. So that's a pretty big moment for Iowa State women's basketball, and another big moment, and this is maybe a little bit of a surprise last night, considering, like I mentioned before, the mock drafts, you know, which are never exact, obviously, but the mock drafts is showing that Iowa State had the potential for 2 top 10 picks with Suarez and then Ashley Jones, the Iowa City native. Didn't work out that way. Jones did slip in the draft, falling down to the number 19 pick in the draft, a second-round pick. So instead of 2 first-round picks, you get a first and a second, which is still pretty darn good, regardless of expectations placed upon you by a WNBA mock draft, however, you know, seriously you take those. But still, and even for local area and across the state of Iowa and for Iowa State fans too, Ashley Jones, number 19 overall pick by the Dallas Wings in the second round. So, Cyclone fans, have you bought your Dallas Wings gear yet? 319-366-1600. As 2 former Cyclones now will be reuniting in Dallas to play together. And we'll see, you know, obviously you have to go through the offseason camp for Suarez. Obviously, rehab is involved, too, with her ACL tear. Sounds like, based on the interview I watched with her and Holly Rowe last night at the WNBA draft, sounds like that's going well. Still have to get through, the offseason and get ready for the upcoming season and make the squad. But big opportunity here, and little slice of Cyclone Nation making their way down to Dallas with Ashley Jones picked number 19 overall in the second round by the Dallas Wings. Jones with that pick becoming the 4th highest WNBA draft pick in school history. Of course, arguably the most decorated career in Cyclone women's basketball history, coming off a fantastic season, finishing her career, a fantastic season and career, finishing her season or her career as Iowa State's all-time leading scorer, and just the 14th player in women's basketball history at the D1 level to reach 3,000 career points. So a huge honor for her as well. A lot of proud folks in the corridor, of course, being an Iowa City native and a City High grad. Ashley Jones picked number 19 overall by the Dallas Wings in the second round. So two Cyclones in the WNBA draft. That happened early on. Not to be outdone, one half of the law firm headed to the WNBA as well as Monica Sinano. We thought, you know, again, talking about the mock drafts we looked at and talked about last week, thought that there's a decent chance that Sinano would hear her name called at some point in the draft, and that's indeed what happened. She's headed to L.A. Monica Sinano, drafted by the Los Angeles Sparks last night with the 26th overall pick in the WNBA draft after a spectacular career in Iowa City. She's the third Iowa player that has been drafted into the WNBA since 2019. Joining, of course, Megan Gustafson, still in the league, Kathleen Doyle as well. And now with Gustafson's draft selection last night, there have been 17 Hawkeyes drafted or signed into the league since it began in 1997. And you've made it. Still haven't made the team, obviously, but you've done well when you caught the eye of basketball legend Magic Johnson. And Magic Johnson's Twitter feed, I think Todd covered this week or two ago, his Twitter feed is general thoughts about sports. If you're coming for spicy takes from Magic Johnson, it's not what you're going to see from him on Twitter. But of course, he tweets about anything and everything sports related. Magic Johnson does, and tweeted about Caitlin Clark during the NCAA tournament, and now tweeted about Monica Sinano. Here's what Magic had to say on his Twitter at Magic Johnson. He says, quote, "I enjoyed following Monica's career in the Big Ten. A great post threat. She has the ability to score down low and has a high basketball IQ. Welcome to LA, Monica Sinano." And then he at mentions Monica and the Los Angeles Sparks, the team account on Twitter. So there you go. Monica Sinano getting well-deserved recognition from all around the basketball world. Lots of love coming in from her teammates, her coaches as well, and fans across Iowa Hawkeye Nation. But Magic Johnson, when you've caught the eye of one of the greats in all of basketball, Magic Johnson tweets about you, I think you've done something right. So he's enthusiastic, which is good to see. But a good night in general for women's basketball in the state of Iowa. Things kind of working out as we expected. We thought, you know, maybe we'd hear, and it's likely to hear, three former state of Iowa women's basketball players get their names called in the WNBA draft, and that's exactly what we got last night, with Stephanie Suarez, again, going number 4 overall, Ashley Jones going in the second round, number 19 to Dallas, and Monica Sinano picked with the 26th overall pick in the WNBA draft going out to LA. So that's the big story there. In case you missed the draft itself, a lot of names you'll recognize if you followed women's basketball, hearing their names called in the draft, not just in the first round, but some second and third round names as well. Number 1 overall pick, really no surprise last night, was Aaliyah Boston, hearing her name called and getting drafted by the Indiana Fever with the first overall pick. Diamond Miller from Maryland, the number 2 overall pick. She was drafted by the Minnesota Lynx. Maddie Segrist from Villanova was number 3 overall as she got drafted by Dallas. And, you know, Dallas had a pretty solid draft last night, not only getting Maddie Segrist, getting Stephanie Suarez in the trade with Washington. They also drafted Lou Lopez Seneschal from UConn, Abby Myers from Maryland, and Ashley Jones from Iowa State. So a lot of name recognition with what Dallas did, the Wings did in their WNBA draft last night. Their three rounds of picking players last night. Other notable names, Haley Jones from Stanford went sixth overall in the draft to Atlanta. Grace Berger from Indiana staying home. She got picked seventh overall to the Indiana Fever. There, Zaya Cook, South Carolina, new teammate of Monica Sedano out in L.A. She got picked number 10 overall in the first round. So WNBA draft in the books, and like we said, a pretty historic night for both Iowa and Iowa State. Iowa State in particular, with Suarez becoming the highest draft pick in school history at number 4 overall. 319-366-1600. One other piece of women's basketball news, and has to do with portaling. This, I guess, could be called as the transfer portal turns. We'll have to see if we can bring that back here for the off season here. Had that mentioned that yesterday quite a bit during the football off season. But this news coming out first reported by Chantel Jennings from The Athletic, but and then confirmed by a number of different local sources. But a lot of question marks about if Iowa were able to, from a women's basketball side of things, bring in a player through the transfer portal to, maybe strike while the iron's hot and continue this run of success that they've had, would they do so? Obviously, there's interest in doing that. However, the problem that we've talked about, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday when we mentioned Haley VanLith in the portal and mentioned how, with some of the big names out there, fans across the country, including Iowa fans, are saying, hey, well, Iowa should go get her. Iowa should go get her. Problem was, you had full scholarships. 15 out of 15 scholarships are filled. Well, news today coming out, and again, first reported by Chantel Jennings and confirmed by a number of other local sources, that Shatia Wettering from the University of Iowa women's basketball team is entering the transfer portal. 6 foot sophomore from Montezuma will have 3 years of eligibility remaining. So that does open up one spot for the 2023 season, 2023-24 season. Of course, Monica Sonato and McKenna Warnock leaving the team. Ava Jones and Kenise Johnson, ETN, coming in. And now it sounds like Shatia Wettering is leaving the team, and certainly opens up that possibility for Lisa Bluter and staff to pursue someone through the transfer portal. We'll see what comes of that. Obviously not going to be, it's unlikely to be an instantaneous kind of thing. News comes out that someone's transferring out, and then all of a sudden, bang, a signee or a portal signee or whatever it may be, but there is that opportunity there for Coach Lisa Bluter and the team and her staff to target someone potentially that could be a difference maker in the portal, as numerous sources reporting that Shatia Wettering is entering the transfer portal from the Iowa women's basketball team. So that's the latest news on the women's side of things. Plenty of other basketball news to get to, including the pro game, and we've got the play-in tournament starting tonight. We will talk a little bit about that, get some thoughts on the games tonight and the games tomorrow as well, plus thoughts on the playoffs ahead, which begin this weekend. We'll talk about that on the other side of this timeout. It's Spencer on Sports with you here on KGYM. Thanks for checking out the show on a Tuesday.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. We're going to have plenty of sunshine and temperatures will be rising into the upper 70s today. Later on tonight, we are going to have clouds passing by and temperatures dropping down into the mid 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, and windy with wind gusts around 30 miles per hour. That's going to send temperatures up into the low 80s. As we head into Thursday, we're going to have a repeat with temperatures around 80 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardy cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay, they'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to CRNewsNow.com.
Save big on spring project supplies with 11% off everything at Menards. Keep your lawn and garden tools organized with a 5-tier plastic shelving unit, just $29.98 after sale price and rebate. Stock up with spring cleaning supplies, including a heavy-duty 32-gallon trash can with lid, only $9.99 after 11% rebate. Good through April 16th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. See store for details on these and many more great deals for your spring cleanups.
Save big.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. E&J Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have E&J install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from E&J Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at E&J Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 225, moments away from 226 with Spencer at Sports here for this Tuesday afternoon. 319-366-1600. Talker text line is wide open for you here today. I spent the first segment talking about historic night in women's basketball again, a star-studded night at the WNBA draft. Two Iowa State Cyclones, former Cyclones, and one former Hawkeye being selected in the WNBA draft last night. If you missed our conversation about that, you can check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. Your thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600. I mentioned Magic Johnson, his tweet welcoming Monica Sinano to Los Angeles from last night. He also has some thoughts about the NBA playoffs. And again, if you are expecting spicy, hot, searing hot takes from the legend himself, Magic Johnson, well, I don't know what to tell you. he has some thoughts, and we'll share his thoughts about the NBA playoffs from his Twitter account coming up later on in the program here today. Our poll question to KGYMRadio.com. Might be confusing to some of you. I think I have it deciphered. This is the point where Todd Brommelkamp comes down to the studio and says, no, you're completely wrong. What are you talking about? Our poll question, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Do the NBA playoffs begin tonight? Yes or no? Some of you out there are like, well, of course they do. What are you talking about? This is the play-in tournament. The playoffs technically began Saturday. But do you view the play-in tournament as part of the playoffs? Essentially what we're asking. Yes or no? You could vote at kgymradio.com. Again, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Someone out there has the right idea. Says no. This is the play-in tournament. And it is not necessarily considered part of the playoffs. It is a postseason tournament. But it's not the tournament you want to be in. If you're in the play-in tournament, that means still got to win a game or maybe two games to get into the playoffs themselves. And it will all start tonight, two games tonight. We don't have radio coverage tonight. ESPN Radio only offering two of the four play-in games here this week. So their coverage will begin tomorrow. We'll preview that here momentarily. But we do have two games tonight. A lot of intrigue surrounding the second contest, which we'll get into here in just a moment, but things starting up with the Atlanta Hawks and the Miami Heat tonight, a 6:30 Central Time start on TNT. The winner, so whoever wins tonight's game, whether the Heat or the Hawks win the first game tonight, the winner will get the number 7 seed in the East, and they will face off and start that series with the number 2 seed Celtics coming up on Saturday afternoon. Now, the loser is not done, in case you're not familiar with how it works. The loser will move on to Friday night, where they will play the winner of tomorrow's game between the 9 seed and the 10 seed for the opportunity to be the final seed in the bracket, the number 8 seed. So whoever loses tonight still has a chance to win their way in, but obviously you don't want to have to prepare for a second game. You want to win tonight, know who you're going to play. It's advantageous, obviously, to win if you're the Heat or the Hawks or the Lakers or the Timberwolves, because then, hey, you can get right to work facing off or practicing, I should say, game planning for the number two seed, whether you know you're Atlanta or Miami going up against Boston, or if you're Minnesota or the Lakers, you'll get to go up against the Memphis Grizzlies, who are the number two seed in the West. So advantageous to win tonight. Still not done if you lose, but you don't want to lose, do you? In the play-in tournament. I mean, you know, Fitz and Harry, weekdays 11 to 2 here on KGYM. They were talking about this before our show today, and imagine the Lakers losing tonight. Especially all that's gone on with Minnesota. And if there's any Wolves fans that want to comment about, you know, your team and the chances tonight against Los Angeles, or the chances to get out of the play-in tournament and move into the real thing, feel free to chime in at 319-366-1600. But the Lakers losing tonight, I mean, they're in the play-in, already not where they wanted to be. The West was a tough conference to get through again, like it usually is. But the Lakers tonight losing to a Timberwolves team that has had all eyes on them for a lot of the wrong reasons over the last, 24 to 48 hours or so after what happened on Sunday with Rudy Gobert in the huddle, his altercation with Kyle Anderson, and then Jaden McDaniels punching a wall, breaking his hand, done for the year. Lakers lose tonight. It's going to be interesting. Certainly in sports talk radio land, just on the sports landscape. Of course, they won't be done, but don't want to lose in this situation if you are the Los Angeles Lakers tonight going up at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves. If you're looking at things from a betting perspective, the Heat are the favorite tonight, anywhere from a five-point favorite. That's where it opened at most sports books. I see them as a 5.5-point favorite if you're looking for a hook. BetMGM has them at -5.5. As for the Lakers and Minnesota game tonight, the Lakers opened as a 6.5-point favorite. It is now up to 8.5 across the board tonight. So Lakers heavy favorites tonight against a shorthanded Timberwolves squad tonight, as they do battle out at, I always want to call it the Staples Center, but it's Crypto.com Arena. Am I right on that? 319-366-1600. But the Lakers and Timberwolves are the second game tonight, 9 o'clock on TNT, with Atlanta and Miami to begin the evening tonight at 6:30. Let's get a little more. We mentioned that Timberwolves storylines with Rudy Gobert missing the game tonight. He will be available later this week, but Rudy Gobert missing tonight's game. Jaden McDaniels is going to miss the rest of the season with that fractured hand. ESPN's Coley Harvey has been the one kind of following along with tumultuous 24 to, 36 hours for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And here's what Coley Harvey had to say on SportsCenter last night about the situation with Minnesota.
A pair of hard right jabs out of the blue are having a major impact on Minnesota's postseason bid before the Timberwolves even get to make it.
We had a scuffle on the Timberwolves bench. Anderson and Rudy Gobert.
This is not what you want to see in a game. Rudy, what are you doing?
Because of his role in that altercation during Sunday's regular season finale against the Pelicans, Gobert, the three-time All-Star, will miss Minnesota's play-in at the Lakers Tuesday, suspended by his team. T-Wolves head coach Chris Finch says that scene on the bench is all too reminiscent of a problem that's been plaguing his team.
Certainly immaturity, it's been one of our kind of issues all season, been immature at the wrong times. Probably points to why we're, 3-9 or 3-10 against some of the teams that we should be better against.
Gobert's punch wasn't the only one a Minnesota player threw. Several minutes earlier, breakout forward Jaden McDaniels launched his right hand into a wall in frustration over an unrelated matter. The team said Monday he has multiple fractures in the hand, he's been placed in a cast, and is out indefinitely. As for the scuffle, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports it started when Gobert traded verbal insults with often vocal teammate Kyle Anderson.
you know, tempers flare, you know, in the middle of the game, a game we want to win, a huge one. You know, it is what it is. We'll speak about it and move on. We grown men.
Following Sunday's game, Gobert tweeted that his emotions got the best of him, adding, "I want to apologize to the fans, the organization, and particularly to Kyle, who is someone that I truly love and respect as a teammate." Gobert hasn't been with his teammates since halftime Sunday and will not travel with them to Los Angeles for Tuesday's play-in. His suspension will be lifted for Minnesota's next game, which, depending on how the T-Wolves fare in Tuesday's play-in, would either be in this weekend's first-round series or in a must-win play-in game Friday. I'm Coley Harvey, ESPN.
All right, thanks, Coley Harvey, covering everything going on with the Minnesota Timberwolves ahead of tonight's play-in tournament game against the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis was asked at practice yesterday, too, Lakers star Anthony Davis, about facing Minnesota without two key players. Here's what AD had to say.
Yeah, those are top two defensive guys, you know. Obviously, it takes a hit, you know, from them defensively. They're probably a little bit better offensively just as far as spacing. So it's a different, you know, challenge for us. We haven't seen that this year, but we were preparing for it. Unfortunate situation for them, obviously, but, you know, it's our job to go out there, and no matter who's on the floor, go out there and get a victory.
319-366-1600, Anthony Davis there, courtesy of ESPN Radio. Question on the text line from 3148, asking about Luka Garza and his status with Rudy Gobert out. Did some digging while we were listening to Coley Harvey's report, and the tweet from Timberwolves PR, their PR department, does have him out because he is on a two-way contract. And I'm no expert on two-way contracts or contracts in general, not even my own here at the radio station, if I even have one. Mental note, check on that, but I digress. Luka Garza out because of the two-way contract status. He has to be, just based on the brief Google search I did, has to be elevated to a regular roster spot to be eligible to play, based on just the brief understanding that I have. So, no, the answer is no. Does not sound like there will be minutes to be had for Luka Garza tonight, unfortunately. So T-Wolves down, Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, a guy who's had some big minutes this year, dealing with an injury as well. Jaden McDaniels fracturing his hand, punching a wall. Things not looking up for the Timberwolves tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. 9 o'clock tonight on TNT. So see how Minnesota handles things tonight, but looking again, if we're just going by favorites, looking like they will be playing on Friday night. Still an opportunity to grab the 8th seed, but the deck is certainly stacked against them tonight with a number of players out here against LA. 319-366-1600. Mentioned two more play-in games tomorrow, games we will have on the radio for you. Chicago, the Bulls, and Toronto in Toronto, the Bulls and the Raptors. That is a 9 versus 10 game with, again, the winner moving on to Friday night to play for the number 8 seed. That is the Eastern Conference game there. And then New Orleans and Oklahoma City, Western Conference game there. So that should be a pretty exciting one. I think both games have some potential tomorrow night. But Chicago, Toronto, Oklahoma City, and New Orleans are the two games for tomorrow night, and we do have ESPN radio coverage set for you tomorrow here on KGYM, starting right after our local shows on Wednesday night. 319-366-1600. Take another quick timeout. Want to get some baseball and a little NFL on the other side of this break. Tampa Bay Rays are still red hot. We'll get you that news and bad injury news for the Chicago White Sox here early on in the season. Check out the scoreboard as well for you in just a bit. Spencer at Sports with you here on a Tuesday on the Gym.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
We're talking with Randy Smith from Lifeline Emergency Vehicles about Midwest One Bank.
Midwest One Bank has always been there to support us along the way. Lifeline has needed to expand, whether it be with equipment or facilities. There's territories that we don't exist in today that in order for us to be able to serve those territories, we need more capacity. We talk to our partners at Midwest One Bank. They're always there when we need them.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Back with you at 241 with Spencer Out Sports here on a Tuesday at 319-366-1600. Jim Glass coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Before we move on to baseball, I promised you, told you about Magic Johnson's reaction tweet to Monica Sonnino being drafted to the LA Sparks last night in the WNBA draft. He has thoughts on the NBA playoffs, too. You want tips on what series to watch, here's what Magic has to say. And I quote, "The NBA playoffs will match the NCAA tournament with excitement and upsets. So everybody tune in." He says, "I can't wait for the Knicks versus the Cavs and the Suns versus the Clippers. Those two series will be hard-fought, exciting, and contentious," according to Magic Johnson. So there you go. Magic says Cavs, Knicks, and Suns, Clippers are the series to watch. I'm intrigued by Kings, first-round series, Kings and Warriors, defending champs against a Sacramento team that was not the favorite to win their division. Also, I'll be watching Milwaukee. That's going to be on the TV. I agree with Magic. Clippers, Suns. Should be fun. Talk more about those playoff picks. If I have to give picks for tonight, by the way, I'll take the favorites, the Heat and the Lakers tonight to win in the two play-in games. My sure-to-go-wrong NBA play-in tournament picks there for you here this afternoon at 319-366-1600. Baseball from yesterday, the Cubs a winner in 10 innings over the Seattle Mariners. My brain wants to say Seahawks. I know no idea why, but the Cubs and the Seattle Mariners going into extras last night. Nico Horner with the walk-off single in the 10th to help the Cubs get the win over the Mariners. 7 strikeouts in 5 innings for Drew Smyly last night. White Sox beat Minnesota yesterday. The game was on while we were on the air yesterday. White Sox winning 4-3 there. Getting some bad news in the process. We'll get to that here momentarily after we run down the scoreboard. But Cardinals falling in Colorado last night 7-4. Brewers hot streak halted by Arizona last night. Zach Gallen was a tough puzzle to solve for Milwaukee. 7 innings pitched, struck out 11, gave up just 3 hits to the Brewers in a 3-0 win last night for the D-backs. And the Royals fall to Texas 11-2 last night. Corey Seager with a home run. Adolis Garcia with a grand slam last night for the Texas Rangers. Pardon me as I have a coughing fit here on the airwaves this afternoon. Other scores from last night, other notables from last night. How about the Phillies? They had a really awful start to the year, starting to turn things around. Playing the Marlins, I'm sure, has something to do with it. But 20 hits in a 15-3 win last night over the Marlins. Alec Boehm drove in 6, 3-for-5 with a home run. Brandon Marsh drove in 3 runs. Nick Castellanos drove in 3 runs yesterday, as did Trey Turner. Turner scored 3 runs, by the way, last night in the 15-3 win. The more surprising part of it was Phillies tagging Sandy Alcantara, last year's NL Cy Young winner, for 9 runs in 4 innings. Not what you're used to seeing out of Sandy Alcantara, but Phillies got the win there 15-3. Mets blanking San Diego 5-0. Walk-off winner for Atlanta last night, 5-4 in 10 innings. Spencer Steer, former Cedar Rapids Colonel, had the game-tying single in the ninth. Reds had a lead early in the 10th, but Sean Murphy hit a walk-off 2-run homer for the Braves as they beat the Reds last night down at Truist Park. The Angels, no opportunity for good old tungsten arm O'Doyle to make an appearance last night, but still losing to the Washington Nationals. Not necessarily what you expected from the Angels this year. Still early, obviously, but the Nationals getting 14 hits in a 6-4 win last night. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani combined 0-for-8 last night with 5 strikeouts in the loss for the Angels. The other LA team, the Dodgers, big night for Max Muncy. 3-for-3, 3-run homer, and a grand slam. Drove in 7 last night as the Dodgers won 9-1 over their rival, the San Francisco Giants. Tonight in action, you've got the White Sox and the Twins up at Target Field, 6:40 start time there as Lance Lynn deals against Pablo Lopez. The Cubs hosting Seattle, Chris Flexen and Hayden Wesneski tonight from Wrigley. Royals in Texas at 7:05, Jordan Lyles taking on Jacob deGrom. Cardinals out in Colorado, Miles Michaelis and Kyle Freeland at 7:40 tonight. And then two pretty good pitchers going at it in the desert, Corbin Burns for the Brewers taking on Merrill Kelly for Arizona. Be remiss if I did not mention the Tampa Bay Rays, 10-0. On the season, beating Boston 1-0 last night. Brandon Lau, the hero of the game, a solo home run in the 8th inning for Tampa. The game, you know, not only did the Rays get to 10-0, made a lot of friends in the process with how quick the game went. 2 hours and 6 minutes for the Rays and Red Sox last night as Tampa gets to 10-0. They're the 9th team in MLB history to start a season 10-0 or better. And the first since, and I know this is one of the options to be remembered yesterday on the Todd Brommelkamp show, the first since the 1987 Brewers started 13-0. Maybe the Brewers will be remembered today between 4 and 6. I don't know. You'll have to tune in and listen to Todd Brommelkamp today. But the Rays are 10-0, going for 11-0 tonight. Decent chance they get there. Shane McClanahan is on the hill. He is a very good pitcher, to say the very, very least about him. 5:40 start time at the Trop as Tampa takes on Boston. Garrett Whitlock will counter there. And I would also be remiss if I did not mention tonight opening night for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, taking their 3-0 mark up against the Quad Cities River Bandits tonight at 6:35 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. So there you go. Latest baseball scores there for you. Mentioned some injury news. Not good news for the White Sox. Tim Anderson set to miss 2 to 4 weeks because of a sprained left knee. Anderson placed on the 10-day injured list earlier today. White Sox calling up Lennon Sosa from AAA Charlotte in a corresponding move. Anderson suffering that injury in the win over the Twins yesterday in a collision near third base during that win over the Twins. He had to leave the game, was replaced by Romy Gonzalez, and now he'll miss 2 to 4 weeks. So you may have seen the story. I didn't have time to share this, but Joe Kelly, there was the incident in Sunday's game that resulted in O'Neill Cruz fracturing his leg, fractured fibula, I think it was. He's out for quite some time after having surgery over the weekend, but O'Neill Cruz in that play, benches cleared after the play. Joe Kelly White Sox reliever apparently hurt himself running in from the bullpen when the bench is cleared. And he was put on the injured list before Monday's game against the Twins due to a right groin strain. So Joe Kelly also on the injured list, running in to, just make sure things didn't get out of hand. If he didn't run in, he might not be on the injured list. I digress. 2:49, another 60-second timeout. Back with a little football to wrap it up after this on the Gym.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine better with new Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Right back at it at 2:50. Spencer on Sports with you for a Tuesday afternoon at 319-366-1600. Gym Class on the way momentarily. Todd Brummelkamp on the way between 4 and 6 today. I want to close a little football here today. We may save the mock draft, at least the bulk of it, for tomorrow. Mel Kiper out with his latest mock draft as we are just a few weeks away from the start of the NFL draft, the 27th through the 29th, so 2 weeks from Thursday. We'll get things started with the real draft. So those mock drafts are coming hot and heavy here as we get down to the final push here before the real thing. Wanted to get to this. This is interesting from a sports media perspective. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. 319-366-1600. Of course, YouTube has taken over NFL Sunday Ticket, and the pricing was just put out. It's not really dissimilar from years past, but it is kind of pricey. I'm not a subscriber, so I don't want to speak for those who are and those who do get Sunday Ticket on the regular, but. This is basically the breakdown for you. There's two categories of pricing for it. If you subscribe to YouTube TV, it's slightly cheaper. And then there's a tier for those who have YouTube primetime channels, which is something that YouTube offers that has sports, movies, TV shows, other stuff like that. If you buy it by June 6th and you have YouTube TV, it's $249 per season. If you buy it after June 6th and you have YouTube TV, it goes up by $100, so $349. If you bundle it with Red Zone and buy it by June 6th, it's $289 per season. And if you bundle it with Red Zone and you buy it after June 6th, it is $389 per season. If you don't have YouTube TV, it's $349 before June 6th, after June 6th, it's $449 per season. So that is the pricing structure. Is it worth it? I don't know. I don't get Sunday Ticket. I had Red Zone at one point. I just thought, hey, I can do without this. I'm saving money. interests. Decided not to pursue continuing to get Red Zone. But your thoughts, 319-366-1600. A little bit less if you have YouTube TV, a little bit more if you don't. It's usually how things go. If you're already on board the train, you get some extra perks. Maybe save a little cash here. Kind of makes sense. Still don't know if I'd, just considering what I have on a current TV basis, don't know if I'd pull the trigger on it. Not a YouTube TV subscriber. I'm a Hulu Live with ESPN Plus subscriber, so I'm kind of locked in there. I don't know. seems to make sense, at least for a pricing structure for me. The one thing I'm seeing a lot of talk about in the different industry trades that I'm reading, the stories about this, is folks wanted possibility to pick games, pick regions, and stuff like that. Buying a single team, so you just want, you know, you want the Los Angeles Chargers games. That floats your boat. That's not available. Might be in the future, but that's not not available as of this point. Buying a single game, like you just want to watch one big game that's not on national TV, or want to watch one game that you can't find on over-the-air TV or regular cable or satellite or whatever. Not part of the deal just yet, but those pricing structures announced by YouTube here today. Of course, the big change is it's via YouTube. It's online streaming, so if you have internet access, you will be able to access it. You don't need a satellite dish to get the package this year, starting this year when it moves over to YouTube. So kind of interesting to see what they're doing with it. The other big change when it comes down to it, too, is there's only one Red Zone channel. There was the one on Sunday Ticket, and there was the one with Scott Hansen that you got on your regular cable. And there's just one with Scott Hansen, the NFL ran version here in 2023 and beyond with the changes. So RIP to the other Red Zone channel as that goes away here in 2023. 319-366-1600, that's the latest there. You do also have the option, too, if you are a YouTube subscriber, to just get the Red Zone channel for $10 a month during the season. That's also an option. But you got to be, again, a subscriber. Get the little extra perk for being a subscriber to the original product, if you will. That wraps up the show today. Thanks for hanging out. Lots to get to on the show, and even some stuff we did not get to today. We'll take a look at that mock draft from Mel Kiper, his thoughts on the picks as we are a couple weeks away from the real thing happening. We'll get into that on tomorrow's show. Latest from the NBA, Major League Baseball, and more as well coming your way between 2 and 3 on Wednesday. Gym Class up next. They've got Cal Eldred joining them on the show today. Todd Brommelkamp on the way from 4 until 6. Have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful weather.